Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me here in the studios to talk about some sweet treats and a great weekend coming up, Bill Britt from Britt's Family Pure Maple Syrup. How are you, Bill?
I'm good, Kevin.
Glad to have you on. And from Ron's Pure Maple Syrup and the Reitz Family Sugar Bush, Debbie Thomas. How are you, Debbie?
Just fine.
Thank Doing you. As good as you can.
Yep, as good as I can.
We won't tax your vocal cords too much, but you're also here representing Sean Delaney & Sons, which is located there in Rose City, and Thunder Bay Maple Supply of Posen. This is the time of year you guys get really busy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, does the weather affect when this starts? Is this winter and spring been kind of weird for this, or is this a regular pattern anyway? Bill?
Yeah. It was a very odd year. It actually started quite early. We start tapping on the 15th of February.
Really?
Which is 3 weeks early for a normal week or okay. normal tapping time. You just never know, though. We had some good, favorable weather. We had the warm days and the cold nights in mid-February. And after what we saw happen last year, which was similar,
right.
we thought we better tap and not miss out on those runs.
Very good. Now how long does the season last? How long can you tap the maple trees? It's
typically anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, it varies on as long as the weather's good.
You can do it.
And we can do it.
All right. Now, once you take it from the trees, now I would imagine the process is not what we see in some of the pictures where there's somebody there with a wooden tap and it's a drain. You guys are a little more high-tech than that now, right?
Yeah. We have the commercial evaporators and RO machines and that. So.
Yeah.
But it's we still have to get it from the tree to the final product.
How many trees do you have? How many do you do?
We've got approximately 3,000.
3,000. Wow. Now, you don't do them all at once, do you? You take them in groups or something?
Well, we usually have a crew come out,
okay.
and they get as many as they can done in one
yeah.
day, and then they just keep whittling away until they're all done.
Wow. How many you have, Bill?
About 2,200.
2,200. All right. Same kind of thing?
Well, yeah, we tap all of them at one time.
All right.
It takes a couple days, depending on how deep the snow is.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah.
This year, there was no snow in the woods to speak of at tapping time, so it only took us maybe 2 to 3 days.
All right. Now, from the tree to what we get to eat, like what you brought in here, you got some maple cotton candy and some candy. How long does that process take to get to syrup from when you tap the tree to we see syrup?
Well, we like to boil as soon as it comes in.
Okay.
As soon as we have enough to fire up. Doesn't always happen that way, but yeah.
About the same, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much. What the sap that would be collected during the day, I boil that night.
Oh, okay. All right. And then to the finish process, it's just a matter of a day or so then to work on?
Actually, hours.
Hours, really?
I would say maybe a couple-hour process from going into the evaporator to where it comes out.
All right. Well, we got you in because Maple Weekend is coming up this weekend in this area, and let's talk about what's going to be happening at, well, your different establishments. What do you have planned for? Is it both days for you guys, Saturday and Sunday?
We're doing both days,
okay.
10 to 4 each day.
All and, right.
Then come out, see how the whole process is from start to finish. Sample maple candy, maple sugar, maple cream, as well as the syrup. And then we have coloring books that explain it all to the kids.
So oh, okay. Maybe some adults, too, could use
the
coloring books for that,
them,
too.
Oh,
yeah,
if adults want them, they have
them. Exactly. Now, in terms of seeing the process from start to finish, do you take them out to the maple trees? Do you do the whole thing?
Yes, we'll actually go out. We'll tap a couple trees if the weather's favorable to see it running.
Okay.
It's got to be above freezing for the sap to run out of the tree.
All right.
But especially for families, we'll take them out in groups or tours. We'll do every 45 minutes.
Wow.
We're 10 till 4 on Saturday and noon till 4 on Sunday.
Okay.
And then come into the sugar house, and we'll explain the reverse osmosis unit, how that removes a lot of the water before we have to cook it. It's energy efficiency.
Sure, yeah.
And then sample the syrup, and we'll actually serve pancakes also.
Oh,
so everybody will get a pancake and try the syrup.
Oh, nice.
Other goodies.
I know I've got some pure maple syrup. I you guys brought it in, and that's the first I'd ever had it in my life, believe it or not. And now I'm hooked on the stuff. So it's excellent. I can't go back to the other stuff. It is a whole different flavor than the stuff we buy in the store, isn't it?
Right. It's pure.
Yeah.
What you buy in a store is mostly corn syrup with a little bit of maple added.
It is. Now, you're having pancakes, other things, too? You've got the candy and everything else, too?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what the kids go after first, right?
We actually would start sampling syrup first.
Okay.
Because syrup would be the less sweet of all the products.
Right.
And then maple cream would be next, and then candy would be next.
Okay.
And then the cotton candy, which is actually maple sugar spun into cotton candy.
All right. Now, we always think of it as food products, but does that syrup and that product get used for anything else? Do you use it for anything else other than for the food products?
I don't.
You don't? All right. No.
I guess pancakes would be the big thing that comes to mind first, but then you would also look at ice cream.
Right.
A lot of people use it in oatmeal or just as a sweetener in general.
In general, because I know I've seen that too, where you can just use it as a sweetener. Now, can you make it into that powdery form that would work as a sweetener to put in coffee or tea or something?
Yeah, we make the granulated sugar and sell that also.
All right, so come on in. Now, are you open year-round? I know this weekend's a big weekend for you, but is this a year-round kind of thing in terms of maple products?
Oh, in terms of maple products,
yes.
We do, those are available year-round.
All right.
For a tour to the Sugar Bush, that anytime we're back there, we're more than welcome to.
Right.
You know, we welcome people and we'll give them a tour, but this is a concentrated.
This is the busy time right now. So come on in and make it a part of your weekend, this Saturday and Sunday, 10 till 4 each day for you, Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where are you guys located? How do people find?
We're a mile west off 33 onto Campbell Road.
Okay, sure.
So.
All right, West Branch there. And that's Ron's Pure Maple Syrup and the Reitz Family Sugar Bush. What is that? What's different?
Well, my grandfather homesteaded the property in 1872, so the maple syrup would have been the first crop that he would have harvested.
Okay.
And so it's been, other than about 15, 20 years, syrup has been made there in that.
All right.
But my husband had started it back up after it had, you know, no one was doing it.
Okay.
So he named it after himself, and then, but it is, you know, so we have both names in there.
Very good. Now that's Ron's, and now Britt's Family Pure Maple Syrup?
Yes, we're 10 miles west of Tawas on M55, and north on Greenwood Road. We'll have signs out.
All right, and you're 10 to 4 Saturday, noon till 4 on Sunday.
Yes.
All right, come on out. Don't need to make reservations. You just come on out. Bring the family.
Just come out,
And then Sean Delaney and Sons, they're located on, is it Grand Jean Road?
Yes.
Is that how it's pronounced? In Rose City there. And then again, Thunder Bay Maple Syrup is on Grand Lake Highway in Posen. Stop into any one of those this weekend, as this weekend is Maple Weekend. And a great time to come on out and sample some great maple. And I want to thank you for bringing in. You brought some of the cotton candy and then the maple candy. It'll go before maybe even you leave the building today, Bill. You know that. Debbie Thomas from Ron's and Bill from Britt's. We appreciate you guys stopping in today, and we'll look forward to some sweet treats this weekend.
Okay.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.